This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, China admitted that protests are spreading through Tibet. And as the protests spread, China's been trying to spin events for its domestic audience. For example, a senior Chinese official called Tibet's Dalai Lama a wolf wrapped in monk's clothing, a monster with a human face and an animal's heart. NPR's Louisa Lim reports on Beijing's propaganda campaign.
With blood-curdling yells, a group of young Tibetans, including a monk in maroon robes, try to kick down the door of a Chinese shop in Lhasa. The mob overturns a police car. They try to break into a bank. China's news bulletins are concentrating on these scenes of violence in the Tibetan capital last Friday. Peaceful protests by Tibetans aren't shown, nor is Chinese suppression of those peaceful protests. Zola, a blogger who calls himself China's first citizen journalist, says the propaganda machine is working overtime to shape the narrative for a domestic audience.
They're using footage of the Tibetans beating, smashing, looting, and setting fire to things to show the Tibetans' behavior was wrong. So sending soldiers to restore order and suppress the protest is the correct behavior.
A sobbing Chinese businessman describes how his house was set alight by Tibetan youths. His family escaped by jumping out of the window. His wife broke her back. His uncle and cousin died in the fire. Such tales of Chinese victimization and the accompanying florid verbal attacks on the Dalai Lama are feeding into broader political aims, according to Chris O'Brien, a former employee of the state-run Xinhua news agency who writes a blog called Beijing Newspeak. He says the propaganda chiefs have issued an internal directive.
I think the words of their internal directive show continuous footage in order to, quote, incite patriotism and hatred of the Dalai Lama clique. And I think it's proving very effective. I think it's kind of appealing to nationalistic sentiments among large groups of people.
That nationalistic sentiment is never far beneath the surface. Just 2 weeks ago, pop singer Bjork ended a concert in Shanghai with a song called Declare Independence, in which she shouted, Tibet, Tibet. That caused an outpouring of anger among nationalistic young bloggers. And among office workers in Shanghai enjoying their lunch break, many believe the unrest is part of a wider plot. The trouble is due to outside forces, including major superpowers who want to split our country, says Ke Yuju. They want to hold back China's development and destabilize China. His friend Wang Li says evil external influences are grabbing this opportunity to embarrass China in the run-up to the Olympics. Some complain of a lack of information. Recently, all online discussion about Tibet has been banned. Citizen journalist Zola is trying to offer an alternative view by posting links to foreign news sources on his webpage. That, too, is banned in China unless you use a proxy. Nonetheless, he's had 30,000 hits in 3 days. He says comments on his webpage show China's public relations offensive is raising new doubts among ordinary Chinese.
Many people can't understand why Tibetans are against the Communist Party. They think the Communists liberated Tibetans from a system of feudal serfdom, so they should be very satisfied with their lives.
State-run media have repeatedly emphasized that only a small group of Tibetans were responsible for the violent unrest. But Chris O'Brien says that nuance could be lost on the audience.
Long term, that will be a problem. Whether people watching the footage, whether they'll make that distinction between Tibetans in general and what the Chinese government is trying to say is a very small minority. You might find that long term, it will further divide in sentiment between the Han Chinese and Tibetans even wider.
The Tibet Autonomous Regional Government says
overseas, Beijing may be losing the PR battle. But so far, the domestic audience is convinced. However, China may find the short-term imperative of gaining public support for its crackdown may end up shattering the fiction of ethnic harmony in Tibet it's worked so hard to create. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.